The home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
.550 was the time this morning that we noticed it. Sham Sharani of The Athletic, first to report, Chris Paul has entered into the health and safety protocols for the NBA and the COVID-19 testing. We have zero idea if he's tested positive for coronavirus. We have zero idea as of right now. And I say we, I mean, I'm sure the NBA knows, but it hasn't been leaked out whether or not this is something that it was just a violation of a protocol and it'll be reinstated. If it was he came in close contact with somebody else, there's still a lot of unknowns. So we brought in Vince Marotta, who has to go through different things, I think. I don't know if you still do, Vince. As the PA announcer for the Phoenix Suns, what type of coronavirus protocols do you have to go through, and do you still have to go through any?
I do. It's down from two negative tests per game to one for fully vaccinated individuals. So it's only one. I'm waiting to find out when the Suns play next, so that then I'll know when my next COVID test is.
Okay.
Vinny, what was your reaction when you heard the news this morning?
I think it's the typical Phoenix sports fan reaction. We can't have nice things. I mean, it's a total gut punch with the way that Chris Paul played in the Western Conference semifinals against Denver. And you get that news with no defined timetable for return, very little in terms of information on it. There's no other way to feel right now. Like, you have to feel that way.
I understand that. I'm just wondering, do you have anything positive? And I mean that more in the, we've seen it so many times with other players where there are false positives. There are LeBron violating protocol and coming right back for game one and the NBA having no problem with it. Or is everything, something like this happens to a Phoenix fan, the similar to the bleeding of the nose, and all of a sudden we don't have Steve Nash for the last few minutes of the game against the Spurs, the Amari suspension, and we just go on down the list?
Well, specifically to this case, I mean, you have to assume it's a positive test, correct? I mean, the way the LeBron story, non-story, unfolded was pictures surfaced and the NBA came out and said, oh, he wasn't in violation. I don't think we're talking about a similar situation here. Mm-hmm. With the lack of information, I know I just speculated, but it's dangerous to speculate. Right. It's dangerous to speculate anymore right now.
Yeah.
I would be shocked as we speak right now. Wouldn't you guys be shocked if Chris Paul is available for game one of the Western Conference Finals?
You have to tell me if he's vaccinated or not. And see, that is my question to you as well, Vin, right now. I mean, this guy is the president of the NBPA. I think they would definitely want him to be vaccinated. From my understanding, 75 to 80% of NBA players are vaccinated already. I think they would want him, being the president of the NBPA, to actually set a good example for everybody else and be vaccinated. And that's what I'm hoping for. But once again, with this lack of information, it is difficult.
Yeah, it is. Again, typical Phoenix sports experience. You're bracing for the worst, aren't you?
No, not yet. I'm not allowing
myself to either, Vin. No way. Don't panic.
You guys
Everybody
are way more
remain
positive
calm.
Than I am.
I get why somebody would be negative, but I'm looking at it and saying it's just run the gamut this year so often of somebody that's had it and been out for a long time, and you wonder, when is that guy coming back? And then there's been other times where somebody goes into the protocols and they're in and out so fast of the protocols that it's kind of like, well, you know, that was a waste of our time. So I'm I'm so hopeful that that's what it is. And then with the Kawhi Leonard news of his knee flaring up after landing funny in game four, I'm hopeful that the Jazz win at home and then maybe Leonard's able to go game six. And then you get what we need. We need a split of games five and six to give us a game seven. And then I really don't believe Chris Paul misses much more than a game if Jazz Clippers goes to game seven.
Yeah, that's the other thing, and I know I'm putting myself out there by admitting this, but I was talking to Bick yesterday on the show, and it's like we had the discussion. It just seems like everything's going so swimmingly for the Suns right now.
Right.
Good, we can blame you guys then.
I hate myself for putting it out there, but I wasn't thinking COVID protocols. I was thinking more on the injury front, where every team has been affected by injuries. Even the Suns, I mean, to get by the Chris Paul injury to the shoulder in round one, you felt like, okay, they've dealt with it. They made their penance, and now they'll move on. But, wow, this is a potentially a – I mean, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. It's potentially a gut punch.
Yeah, no, and honestly, it to me, it's just fascinating, entertaining to listen to you because I know you've been a lifelong Phoenician. You've been a guy that, you know, has literally seen the sports world and the crumbling of the sports world for many Phoenix, you know, Suns, and not only Suns, but Cardinals as well, and Diamondbacks. I mean, you've seen it all right here. Mm-hmm. This one, I got to admit, I'm going to give you this one right here. If, in fact, Chris Paul does have COVID-19, you got to be kidding me.
That's just the worst. The worst. We got to do D-backs daily, so you're not going to want to listen to this, Vince. Thanks.
No problem, guys.
We'll see
you. Take care, Vinny.
There's Vince Verona joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Cadillac, you want a Coulter Cadillac courtesy vehicle at CoulterCadillacTempe.com. Experience the difference.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf react to yesterday's D-backs game. D-backs Daily. Brought to you by America Roofing, Arizona's number one roofer, online at AmericaRoofingCo.com. For a free estimate or 10% off any roof repair, that's AmericaRoofingCo.com.
They were up 7-0.
Walker swings, hits into the air, shallow outfield. Coming on is the drops.
That was good. Walker there with an RBI.
Two on and two out. Swung on and driven to left.
Walker with another RBI. It was then 7-0 after a Cabrera RBI double, and you had to feel good.
It's getting to a point of disbelief right now with the Diamondbacks finding new ways to lose games, and I have been there. Pick me first.
Then it became 7-1. Then it became 7-3. Felt a little better when Reddick had an RBI ground out to make it 8-3. And little by little, the Giants chipped away. And then down 8-5, or up 8-5 in the bottom of the eighth.
The 1-2. And a ball hit to deep right field. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is gone. A grand slam. And the Giants lead it 9-8.
The Diamondbacks play at 6:45 today. If they lose, they tie the record for the longest road losing streak in Major League Baseball history.
They have lost 21 games, 21 road games in a row, ladies and gentlemen, and they've lost 12 games overall. Wow.
You've been listening to D-backs Daily on the Doug and Wolf Show. Brought to you by America Roofing, Arizona's number one roofer, online at AmericaRoofingCo.com. For a free estimate or 10% off any roof repair, that's AmericaRoofingCo.com.
8:45 this morning, we'll talk to Mike Hazen, the general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, about the trade deadline and about any additions they could possibly be making to the front office to see if they can get this thing turned around. Up next, latest on CP3 and the long list of what-ifs for the Suns on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
Cassidy Hubbard, I think, is a great sideline reporter. She just tweeted, can we unplug this morning in NBA news and then plug it back in? Hopefully to
it's incredible.
Move on and not be able to stay with everything that's going on today. And the biggest story, obviously, is Chris Paul in the entire NBA. I mean, think about it. Kevin Durant, 49 points in 48 minutes, a triple-double in what most of us think is a must-win game for Milwaukee when you have Harden hobbled and you have Kevin Durant carrying the load with Kyrie Irving out. And in about, I don't know, 8 hours later, 12 hours later, it's not even remotely the number one story. Chris Paul is, and then it got bumped to number three. Because it was also recently announced that Kawhi Leonard expected to be out for tonight's Game 5, Clippers and Jazz, which could have a dramatic effect not only tonight, but there are some reports that think Kawhi Leonard won't be back until the Western Conference Finals, and then you have speculation that that would mean the Clippers won't be in the Western Conference Finals if he's not back until then.
Just incredible. Chris Paul has waylaid the show. Chris Paul and the NBA's COVID-19 health and safety protocols. I thought we were going to be done with this. I really did. And now all of a sudden, it has come back to roost. Man.
Then there's this from April 9th.
What if we didn't get Kareem? What if we won the triple overtime game in Boston, which they easily could have, and then Game 6 was in Phoenix? What if KJ doesn't get hurt in that 1990 game? What if we don't have the cocaine scandal in 1984 where Walter Davis is headed to the Hall of Fame and they get this whole thing and all of a sudden it's complete chaos and they have to rebuild the team and they get lucky with the KJ trade. But that cocaine scandal is a what if. What if KJ shows up in the 93 finals? What if the Mario Elie shot doesn't go in? What if Robert Sarver comes in 2005 and 6 if he actually spent money beyond what he did that first year with Steve Nash? Quentin Richardson, they splurged, then all of a sudden they were selling picks, and then they never were able to get over the hump. And there's, you know, they basically gave away Luol Deng. They basically gave away a pick that became Rajon Rondo, et cetera, et cetera. What if the Horry shove never happened? One of the great what-ifs of the last 20 years. What if the Artest rebound on the Kobe airball in Game 4 2010? What if they take Luka Doncic? Those are 10 awesome what ifs. Like 10 really, like you fall asleep at night going, wow, what if that didn't happen?
That's Bill Simmons from his podcast on April 9th. And now you live in fear of Chris Paul getting added to that. Chris Paul is in the health and safety protocols reported by Sham Sharani of The Athletic. And I'm so sorry to say this to you, but an hour and a half after that report, we still don't know what that report necessarily means. It could be as simple as a protocol violation, and he'll be back soon. It could be a false positive. It could be a positive test, but he's vaccinated, and all he needs is two negative tests to come back, and he'll be fine without any more wasted time. You could have Game 7 of the Western Conference semifinals between the Clippers and Jazz happen on Sunday, and therefore the Suns don't play again until Tuesday, and that probably makes everything okay. Or Chris Paul could have coronavirus, and he could get sick, and we don't have him for the rest of the playoffs. You know, I mean, that's how wide this is right now.
Just listening to Bill Simmons right there, it is something that a lot of Suns fans are out there talking about. We just talked to Vinny, right? Vince Marotta, of course. Vinny has been a Suns fan for his entire life and has lived here in Phoenix his entire life, and he's seen it, and he said it. You know what? Honestly, we can't have nice things, I believe, is what Vinny said right there. The what-ifs, listening to Bill Simmons right there, I get the what-if thing. I understand those questions, and they're legitimate, but the woe-is-me thing is a thing that I don't understand. It's pure coincidence that these things have happened to the Phoenix Suns. Otherwise, what you're telling me is there's some supernatural curse that is out there that has happened to the Phoenix Suns, and I don't buy that, ladies and gentlemen. I just don't. It's coincidence all these things have happened. Right?
Starting to wonder about the supernatural curse, though, I gotta tell you. This is Jalen Rose on Get Up this morning, and this is a little bit of a breaking piece of news to me, but he says it very nonchalantly. So is he making an assumption, or is he reporting to those of us that don't know? This might not be a report to anybody else, but Jalen Rose said he's been vaccinated. So in comparing Kawhi Leonard and the knee to health and safety protocols for CP3, Jalen Rose sounds rosy. That was good.
Unlike Kawhi, this one isn't doom and gloom for me because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated, and I know the word indefinitely makes you feel like he may not be in the next series. I don't anticipate him missing more than one game at the most, just based on the dynamics of time and how the protocol has worked. However, has there been a guy that's an all-time great player that just gets unlucky at the wrong time, like Chris Paul? I saw it happen at different stops at every point in his career. It seems like he plays all NBA basketball, then he gets hurt. Then Blake Griffin gets hurt. And then the team misses 27 straight threes. It's always something dubious, unfortunately, for Chris Paul when his teams don't advance in the playoffs. But I think he returns for this series, Greeny. I think his leadership is going to be paramount in the next series. So don't anticipate him not playing. I know the word indefinitely is going to scare everybody, mm-hmm. as it should. But I anticipate Chris Paul will find a way to be available for the next series.
All right. Everybody remain calm. Can we just go ahead and take the first part of that right
Unlike
there?
Unlike Kawhi, this one isn't doom and gloom for me.
Here we
go. Because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated.
He's already been what? What did you say, Jalen? Did you say that he's already been vaccinated? Right there. He said that with certitude. Did he not? And it makes sense, once again, knowing that 75 to 80% of NBA players are vaccinated. That and the fact that he's the president of the NBPA, the Players Association. I think they would want him to set that example for everybody else to be vaccinated as well. I just guesswork right now. But that is going to help him get back sooner than if he wasn't vaccinated. So you know what, honestly, I go back to the original statement right now. We don't have a lot of information on it, and because of that, nobody panic. Everybody remain calm. Until we get more information. And then maybe you can go ahead and start. See, that's what I'm talking. This is no, Mitch. No. This is exactly what I'm talking about, because there is a large contingency of Suns fans that feel like we can't have nice things, like Vinny said.
Because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated.
He said that with certitude.
Because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated.
Taste it.
I'm not dead.
Okay, wait a minute now. I mean, honestly, we're getting carried away here. Everything is going to be okay until we get more information. And then I'll let you know. Doug Lees is already panicked. He's already panicked right now.
I was.
Now.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back?
I'm back.
Oh, okay, because of Jalen, right?
That helped.
Okay.
Hearing that he's vaccinated, listen, he's either tested positive for it, and he has the immunity, but he has the white blood cells to be able to fight this bad boy. He'll be back. And the way the protocols are written for vaccinated people, that all he has to do is quickly prove that he doesn't have it anymore, and he's right back.
No.
There's not the waiting period. I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling better. I'm not going to allow this thing to get me down.
Oh, that's so good. We need a listeners only, man. We need to ask the basin about this.
I mean, panic or
really
not panic?
Feel like this, honestly? How you're cursed?
So how differently will we be watching? That's hard to say. How differently will we be watching Clippers Jazz with the big stories of this morning? It's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station, and the Arizona Sports app. Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter. Doug and Wolf talk Suns in the Western Conference Finals now.
Mm. What's crazy is Amin El-Hassan, former front office member of the Phoenix Suns and a current NBA insider, was on Bickley and Murata yesterday, and he had no idea about CP3 in the health and safety protocols for COVID-19, but still said...
I mean, just Chris Paul's health, that shoulder. And that's the kind of injury where it can feel better and he'll be all right, and then he gets clipped on a screen. And something that regularly wouldn't he'd brush off, but because it's tender, the pain kind of re-aggravates, and then he's back to kind of playing on one arm. I think that's the one thing I'd be concerned about. But they played incredibly hard through these two series. They played with great poise. DeAndre Ayton, who we've talked about all year long, is kind of being up and down, has been so consistent. And I just want to take this opportunity to point out to all the Suns fans, for the last 10 years, every time I come on, all he does is hate on the Suns. I don't know why you guys have him on. Oh, he's a hater. He's a salty. I've been consistent. When the team is good, I'll say good things about it. But you guys are mad that I was saying bad things about a bad team. Well, guess what? The team's good. Now we're talking good about him. Congratulations. Yeah. Enjoy it.
We are enjoying it. We are enjoying it right now. Just the fact that Chris Paul and the news about Chris Paul this morning that he's entered the NBA COVID-19's health and safety protocols, that has absolutely nothing to do, ladies and gentlemen, with the fact that we can have nice things here. We can, and we're not worried about it. This Suns team right now, I love the fact Chris Paul, he's been vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen. That should expedite his return to the court. At least that's what I've been told. Ron Wolfley being an expert on the air, once again, very difficult to be that when you don't know. A lot of the stuff that is still going on right now, there has been no verification on a lot of this, but your point that you brought up earlier this morning, I think is a brilliant point, and you'll never hear me say that again about Doug Lease.
You said it last week.
Yet it is. It's a situation where you think about it, where is the reaction? You think the Suns would want to get out in front of this thing if this were something that was really not that big of a deal. We haven't heard anything from them, and that probably is, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Worst news that you've heard this morning. Sham Sharani reporting Chris Paul is in the health and safety protocols and is out indefinitely for the Western Conference Finals. Best news you've heard all day. And in case you haven't heard it, this will be.
Because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated.
That was one piece of a statement from Jalen Rose, being the first person I've heard definitively declare he has been vaccinated. And this isn't I'm not getting into the national debate whether or not the vaccination is right for you. I don't mind admitting to you, I am fully vaccinated. But I understand, you know, it's none of my business whether you are or you are not. But this is a big deal of whether or not he's vaccinated, because it's the basis of sports on the protocols that need to be followed. This is, whether you want to like this comparison or not, it's no different to other things that you might get suspended for, and then you have an appeals process. Okay, what is this step in the appeal? Where are we at right now? Things like that. The way the protocols work, there's a path and a flow chart for vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. And the path to get back to playing is so much faster. The rules of playing are so much faster for someone that's vaccinated.
Yes.
So as soon as you hear...
Because they're off this week, he's already been vaccinated.
That dramatically changes the timeline to get Chris Paul back. And now if you can hope that Game 5 and Game 6 are won by two different teams in the Clippers-Jazz series, you now have a Game 7 on Sunday, which pushes the next game, Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, until a week from yesterday. So since you wouldn't play that Game 1 until next Tuesday, that just gives Chris Paul more time to test negative.
Yeah, I listened to Jalen right there, and I think trust but verify, right? Trust but verify. And that's the thing. We haven't gotten any verification on that yet, but yeah, it does. It changes the way you're going to look at this series between the Clippers and the Jazz. There's no doubt about it. You are begging. If you're a Suns fan right now, you are begging for a seventh game. You are begging for those two extra days right now, because that could be all the difference in the world in regard to Chris Paul playing Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals or not.
This is, again, Amin El-Hassan talking about this Clippers-Jazz series. And keep in mind, when he says this, he knows that Kawhi Leonard is a little banged up with the knee, but has zero idea the announcement that came out this morning that Kawhi Leonard is expected to miss Game 5 and could miss the rest of the series.
Goofy is definitely a word I like using to describe the Clippers. And like, I don't know if there are any Clipper fans listening right now. Just understand it. It's because your team is good. We're going in on them like this. Like, if they were just a bad, if they were the Timberwolves,
yeah, right,
I would just laugh and brush up. But the problem is, like, we all recognize, yeah, this team is talented, man. Yeah, like, Marcus Morris and Reggie Jackson were starters on other teams in the league. I mean, they're starters now because of injuries and stuff. But, like, these are good players that they have. And Kawhi, obviously, as I said, he's a top five player in the league. And Paul George is one of the most talented players. But they just have a way about them, don't they? And the infuriating thing about the Clippers is they have this too cool for school mentality.
Yep.
It's like, oh, we don't have to try hard. We're better than this. This is how they lost to the Nuggets last year. It's because they thought they were too damn cool. And too damn cool got them to a Game 7 where their coach was literally begging them on national TV to play hard. Game 7 of a series that you won that 3-1 in.
The whole too cool for school thing, for me, it's hard for me to imagine the Clippers being that with a guy like Kawhi Leonard.
But Kawhi is not a motivator. He is a, I'll do my thing. If you choose to follow my example, go right ahead.
Sure.
But he does not motivate anybody to follow.
But he just doesn't have that laissez-faire,
no, he does not.
Too cool for school attitude. He just does not have that. He is one of the most unique individuals, I think, in the entire association, maybe on the planet, to be as talented as he is and is underscored, so to speak, as he is in regard to speaking and being overt and a lot of his emotions and the way that he feels. Now, you can see it, I think, if you look closely on the court and watch him play. There's no doubt about it. You can see the intellect. You can actually see the intensity of Kawhi Leonard. You can feel it if you watch him play. It's one of the great things about it. I've said this for a long, long time, but watching tape of a lot of players, if you watch them closely enough, you can actually draw some conclusions on based on how they play, on their personality and the way they think and the way they operate and who they are. And I think Kawhi Leonard is exhibit A of that. You watch him play and watch him go about his business, man. You can tell an awful lot of things about him. He is all business. I don't ever look at a guy like that and think, man, what a laissez-faire approach he just took right there. That's not Kawhi Leonard. And he leads by example, very similar to Larry Fitzgerald in that regard. That's Larry. That's how he leads.
Up next, let's ask the question we don't want to think about. What are the Suns' chances without CP3? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Arizona Sports, breaking news.
So, according to The Athletic, Arizona State is under investigation for hosting recruits on campus during the COVID-19 dead period. So the NCAA is investigating ASU football over those allegations.
Wow.
Next thing you're going to say is the Diamondbacks have lost 22 straight on the road. I mean, why don't we just keep going here? What else is there?
Oh, my goodness. It is pretty brutal this morning, is it not? That seems like a large oversight.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it?
So,
how do you miss that one?
In case you're wondering what's happened in the last 12 hours.
The 1-2. And a ball hit to deep right field.
A grand slam in the bottom of the eighth for the Giants to win it. Chris Paul is in health and safety protocols. And now Arizona State is being investigated for breach. And this doesn't seem like there's a lot of middle ground here. A lot of room for interpretation. You're not allowed to bring players in during the COVID-19 dead period. And they're being investigated for bringing in players during the COVID-19 dead period.
Somebody missed the memo, guys.
That's not hard to read
I mean, honestly, right now, somebody, or maybe there was a typo.
I mean, what else? What else?
Holy cow.
Taylor Clark got put on the 10-day IL. Anybody want that news?
Man.
Maloney's going to report the Coyotes are moving pretty soon or something
My
like that
goodness.
Now. and just pile on all day.
Did Chandler Jones get traded? Really?
Bring out your dead!
Right! Oh, my goodness!
What else is there?
Monty Python! Okay, where are we going in this beautiful part of the program?
What if I don't want to go anywhere in this beautiful part?
What do we have to say to you right now, Basin?
Okay, I'm going positive.
Because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated.
Yes!
There.
That's Jalen Rose right there talking about Chris Paul. Trust but verify, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have verification on that. We can trust Jalen Rose. We just need verification.
Now, if you just tuned in and you haven't heard everything that's transpired, it was 5:50 this morning. Sham Sharania reported from The Athletic that Chris Paul has entered into the health and safety protocols. The NBA and the Suns have said nothing about this, and there's been no further information. Now, Jalen Rose is the first one to really update anything, and it might be very old news. I have zero idea if Chris Paul's been vaccinated. I have zero idea if he was, when it happened.
Yeah,
I don't know any of that. But this is the first person I've heard since the Sham Sharania come out and say that he has been vaccinated. That really speeds up the timetable of when you're allowed to re-enter both at practice and become available for games. But the one thing to think about is what's about to happen with the Suns in the next round. Hopefully there's a Game 7 Jazz Clippers. Game 5 is tonight without Kawhi Leonard, possibly 6 and 7 without Kawhi Leonard as well. If the Game 5 winner wins Game 6, the series ends Friday night. Game 1 is then Sunday, and it's in Phoenix if it's the Clippers, in Utah if the Jazz knock off the Clippers. If Game 5 and Game 6 have separate winners, Game 7 is Sunday. Suns Game 1 is pushed back until Tuesday night. That's now optimum, not the only, because you want them tired facing seven games, but you want as much time as possible for Chris Paul to clear the COVID protocols. That's where we stand as of right now. I am a little shocked no one has been able to report anything other than that since 5:50 this morning.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Douglas. Honestly, it makes you a little uncomfortable as to what is going on, but there's no reason to panic. I think the Jalen Rose sound so far, that is the best news that we have received. Trust but verify, once again, him saying that he believes that CP has been vaccinated. He said it definitively, as a matter of fact, that he had been vaccinated, and that is going to expedite the process of getting Chris Paul back. But, man, once again, how this is going to impact the Phoenix Suns, hopefully he's going to be back soon, and I'm talking about in a matter of days, and you do hope that it does go seven between the Clippers and the Jazz, only because, once again, the influence that Chris Paul has, the calming effect that he has, the knowledge that he has, the experience that he can pass along to so many of these young guys that are going to be dependent on those things.
The thing that changes going forward, if there is no Chris Paul, is Rudy Gobert is good. Zubats is not bad, but instead of saying DeAndre Ayton has to nullify the matchup, you've got to have a ton of points from DeAndre Ayton. He's got to be the number one guy. I mean, we can sit and, Devin Booker's going to be fine, okay? But you need DeAndre Ayton to go to that special place that he was at early in that Lakers series. He has to play at that level. You can't rely on other people to score points. I love some of his offensive rebounds and kickouts. But you know what, DeAndre? If you don't have Chris Paul to kick it out to, I need you to turn and slam it. Mm-hmm. I need you to understand you can dominate the paint. I would say the other thing you need, and this is a very difficult challenge here. Campaign is a special bench point guard. You want a point guard that looks for his own shot when he's the bench point guard. Comes off the bench, brings instant energy, attacks the hole. Those are all good things. That is Campaign's game. And it's not what we want from Campaign coming up in the in a next game. Yeah, I was getting danced at by a news person that distracted me. You can't have that if he's with the starters. The ball has to be touched by Devin Booker every possession. Mm-hmm. The ball has to be touched by DeAndre Ayton after a Devin Booker touch. And Campaign has to understand, don't be yourself until there's about 5 seconds left on the shot clock and you're stuck with the ball. Be the distributor. And that's not Campaign. That's not who he is. And is he able to adjust? That's a huge adjustment. But I'm not saying be Chris Paul, but be a starting point guard.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, Douglas. Honestly, right now, what would happen? What would the point look like without Chris Paul? Well, you've got campaign, of course, as you just said right there. Maybe Etuan Moore gets some more minutes. Maybe Javon Carter even gets some minutes in there. I don't know. I know that the Suns would be scrambling to eat up those minutes, no doubt about it. But
you might vault Etuan Moore all the way up to the starter because of the campaign mentality that you like coming off the bench.
That would be gutsy right there. It would be. Now, listen, I know Etuan Moore is a pro. I know he's been around for a long time, right? I know that he's got all sorts of experience, and he has played well from time to time. That we've seen Etuan Moore get in there and get some minutes. He has played pretty well, but man, I have a hard time believing that campaign wouldn't be the answer, wouldn't be the starter, if in fact Chris Paul misses a game or two or none. Let's hope for the none, shall we?
I'm still positive.
Because they're off this week. He's already been vaccinated.
Forget about playing Nearer to Thee, Oh God, and the Titanic music, because we don't need it, Minch. Did you say something?
We don't have to worry about it. But, I mean, it just keeps rolling in the NBA.
It is right now.
Van Gundy has been fired as the New Orleans Hornets head coach.
Stan Van Gundy was fired.
The reason why that's shocking to me is it's July 16th or June 16th. We've known for a while New Orleans wasn't winning a championship. So what in the world happened between him and David Griffin that you fire him now?
Oh, my. Get Griff on the phone, will you, Douglas?
He only texts me when he's in town for lunch. I don't know why.
Get him on the phone, Griff. What are you doing?
That is strange. You fire a guy like that after the season if you think he let you down. You fire him now, there's something going on that they're just massively in disagreement about.
Got personal.
What a strange day. It started off so well. People were out of the left lane. I thought today was going to be great. Coming up next, everything you need to know and you may have missed this morning, and some of the things that you don't want to know but probably already do. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.